Both are revised versions of bills that stalled last legislative session, with changes made to court more support. Senate Bill 3 requires people to apply for a permit before purchasing a handgun. That process includes getting fingerprinted as well as taking a firearms training course before applying. State Senator Elizabeth Lockman is the measure's prime sponsor this year. She says representing most of Wilmington, she's witnessed the effects of gun violence firsthand.
We see so much violence and death related to this, and I think it's crucial for us to do that to save lives, and that has economic implications, and you know, public safety is really important, and I think this is a really important component of achieving that.
Lockman likens her bill to a 1995 handgun permitting law in Connecticut, which is credited with a 40% reduction in the state's firearm homicide rate and a 15% decrease in firearm suicides. Like that bill, Lockman's is limited in scope, focusing on handguns. Lockman says long guns, such as rifles, were dropped because it's much harder to measure the effects of each class of long gun. The second bill revives lawmakers' efforts to ban high-capacity magazines. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.